This is Leslie Von Holten of Strong City, Kansas, with another HPPR Radio Reader's Book Bite. In Paulette Giles's book, News of the World, 10-year-old Joanna Leonbarger, the child of German immigrant parents who had been murdered, has been reclaimed from the Kiowa family who have been raising her since she was 6 years old. It falls on Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd, former soldier and printer, who is 71 years old, to deliver her back to her family near San Antonio. Joanna does not want any part in this transfer. Captain Kidd, being an honorable man, and also a man of the world educated in some of these customs, is deeply sympathetic to his young charge. What child wouldn't want to live in concert with the land, bathing in the river, eating bacon with their dirty fingers? But he knows that life will be hard for her if she continues to resist the things considered markers of civilized refinement. Dresses and petticoats, dinner plates, small talk. Their journey brings them to Simon and Doris, a kind couple. Doris is Irish and has memories of the survivors of the Great Famine. The sight of Joanna brings a rush of tears, the memory of Irish orphans suddenly present. "So alone," Doris says of Joanna. "Twice captured, carried away on the flood of the world." She explains to the men that Joanna, like the Irish children, have lost their creation, and that Joanna has lost hers twice. That Joanna is like a doll, not real and not real. Quote, "You can put her in any clothing and she remains as strange as she was before, because she has been through two creations. She is asking, 'Where is the rock of my creation?'" This passage reminded me of a chapter in Rebecca Solnit's A Field Guide to Getting Lost, where she explores the real-life stories of people who have crossed this creation line like Joanna, from white European settler society to indigenous Native American. There is the most famous and profoundly fascinating story of Cabeza de Vaca, the Spanish explorer who in 1527 refused his incompetent commander's orders and disappeared into the wilds of the New World. He was discovered a decade later, revered as a healer among Native nations, a man who no longer wore clothes and could only sleep on the floor and spoke several indigenous languages. Like Joanna, he had become a completely different person. Or Eunice Williams, who was taken in 1704 by French and Mohawk warriors. Adopted and raised by a Mohawk family, she later married a Mohawk man and raised a family of her own. Yet once discovered by her original family, she refused to return to her quote-unquote home, but she did retain a relationship with them. Eunice was living her two creations simultaneously. Or Cynthia Ann Parker, the white mother of Quanah Parker, who was captured at age 9 and lived with the Comanche Nation for 25 years. When she was again kidnapped, this time by Anglo-Americans, and returned to her first family, she mourned the life and the children she had lost, and she never readapted to her former culture. What a journey this life is, and the markers it leaves within us. Imagine if we were to consider our trauma as a second creation. How would that change our language? How would that change our worldview? The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more.